Question. In early March, I took a week-long trip to Lighthouse Reef in Belize. I brought my cell phone, but because there was no service in this very remote island, I didn't realize that the phone had been stolen from my luggage until I was traveling home. Turns out that for 7 days, a very chatty thief racked up about $2,600 in international calls. In a typical month, my cell phone bill is $46. I immediately contacted my carrier, T-Mobile, which informed me that I was responsible for all these charges. I think this is grossly unfair. Barbara Furry. Answer. What happened to Ms. Furry is common enough that it has a name, bill shock. A survey found that 1 in 6 cell phone users have experienced bill shock involving sums greater than $100. Most often, complaints stem from international calls, roaming charges, and people who unintentionally go over their data limits. According to the survey, 88% of cell phone users said their carrier did not get in touch when their bills suddenly increased. In Europe, bill shock was deemed such a scourge that the European Union passed rules to prevent it. Users of mobile broadband phones are asked to select a monthly maximum for their bills and receive a notice from their carrier when they have reached 80% of that amount. The US Federal Communications Commission took note of the European Union's action and decided this year to study whether bill shock rules would be a good idea in this country. Yes, appears to be the answer. We got in touch with T-Mobile. The company would not say much about the wisdom of adopting rules regarding bill shock. However, a company representative called Ms. Fury to say that not only would the remainder of her bill be wiped from the ledgers, but also that T-Mobile would refund the roughly $1,300 she had already paid.